This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crude oil gained just a hair today, still down under $44 a barrel, though, which will not be good news for advocates of renewable energy sources. Cheap oil can, as we know, dampen enthusiasm for low-carbon power. It's been a week or so since President Obama announced his clean power plan, calling for big changes to how power plants in this country work. We've called the guy who runs a company that operates a whole lot of plants. Ralph Izzo is the CEO of PSEG. They serve about three-quarters of the power consumers in the great state of New Jersey. Mr. Izzo, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. It's good to be with you.
How big a deal for you is the clean power plan from the White House?
Well, it's a big deal for our company, and I think it's a big deal for our nation and our planet.
Is it a business problem for you, though?
No, I think that it's a business opportunity for us. I think it gives us a great opportunity to advocate some things that need to be done. Our primary initiative is in the area of energy efficiency, which is really basically infrastructure investments, only instead of being big wires, it's light bulbs and thermostats that can help people get the same type of service they want at a lower consumption. And we could be in a different type of business than we're in today.
Well, how does that match up, though, with the way we've done power in this country for 100 years, right, which is more power, more wires, more poles, more voltage, more everything, and now we're being told we got to use less?
Yeah, so my goal is to help people use a lot less and have it be far more reliable and have my shareholders make more money. And as a simple way to do that, about 30 to 40% of a customer's bill is fuel. I'm not in the fuel business. So if I can get customers to use less fuel, I can lower their bills and lower my cost. If I lower my costs more than I lower their bills, then I make more money.
When you and your peers in the power business get together at conferences or wherever you guys see each other, how often does climate change come up in the conversation?
You know, every time. We realize that over the long term, it's an issue that needs to be addressed. There's not universal agreement on the exact mechanisms for addressing it, but I don't think there's a utility executive who doesn't recognize the science.
I wonder to what extent the White House and regulators, broadly speaking, are playing catch-up to an industry which, as you say, has been thinking about efficiency and climate change for a while now.
Well, you know, it's funny. These races are never somebody jumps out in front and stays there. I would not say they're playing catch-up at all. It's really not that long ago. I mean, it's maybe 15 years or so that we began to realize that carbon dioxide was an issue. But I don't think it's been part of the public dialogue, and nor was it part of the industry dialogue until really this administration.
So in 10 or 15 years, plus or minus, whenever these rules are set to go into effect, what does PSEG look like?
Oh, I think PSEG looks like a utility that has a much more reliable system that's independent of climate change. It's just the fact that you and I are becoming more and more electrified with each passing day, from toothbrushes to opening garage doors to smartphones. So a much more reliable system where fewer electrons are going through it, and the fewer electrons that are going through it because of energy efficiency are powered increasingly by carbon-free sources of energy, which range from nuclear to solar to wind.
And you will make more money by selling less of your product.
That's exactly right, with the right type of regulation. And customers will pay less. I know that seems strange, but fuel is such an important part of that bill. And if we reduce what we spend on fuel by more than what we reduce the customer's bill, we come out ahead.
Ralph Izzo, he's the chairman and CEO of PSEG. Mr. Izzo, thanks very much for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.